9.10 Safety Features. 9.10.1 Headrests. One of the most overlooked safety features in your vehicle is the headrests. Believe it or not, it is not just for comfort, but is a very important safety device. If your headrest is not properly adjusted and you are involved in a crash, your head will actually snap back. I'm sure you've heard of the term whiplash. The headrest should always be adjusted so that it fits right along the center of the back of your head. 9.10.2 Airbags. The invisible safety feature in most newer cars today is the airbag. Airbags are designed to soften the force of impact during a crash. Many manufacturers are also installing side and head airbags as well. Airbags absorb only the initial impact in a crash. If you are involved in a crash where your vehicle hits more than one object, it's only effective during the initial impact. There is still a danger of sustaining injuries from a secondary collision. Airbags are more effective in certain types of crashes than others. They're more effective in a head-on collision versus a crash that occurs from an angle. The airbag alone is not adequate protection. It will only do its job if combined with properly worn and properly adjusted headrest and safety belt. How does an airbag work? There is this little sensor installed somewhere in front of the driver under the hood. If this section of the vehicle is jarred by collision, the sensor sends a message to the airbag to activate. Have you ever seen an airbag activate? On television, when you see an airbag deploy, they show it in super slow motion. It looks like the airbag stays inflated for a long period of time, but it's not. Did you know that an airbag inflates and deflates in the time it takes you to blink your eye? Approximately 1/10 of a second. Why is that? If the airbag stayed inflated after the initial impact in a crash, you wouldn't be able to see. So the airbag inflates and deflates quickly so you can avoid having a second collision. A second collision may occur if your vehicle bounces off the car you crashed with and starts heading for a cliff or tree. The airbag deflating quickly allows you to steer away from the other object you're about to hit. In 2013, an estimated 2,388 lives were saved by airbags. From 1987 to 2013, a total of 39,886 lives were saved. There are actually some dangers associated with airbags. Let's put a few things in perspective. The airbag is a very important safety feature in your car, but like anything else, it could have an adverse effect if not properly used. Because of the force produced when the airbag inflates, it could cause injuries or death to small children and even to adults. Here are some basic precautions you should follow. Position your seat as far away from the airbag as possible. Don't sit any closer than 10 inches from the steering wheel. Place children and special child seats in the back seat. If you absolutely must place a child on the front seat, move the seat as far back as it will go. If you don't think you can follow these guidelines, you might have one other option. Some newer cars allow you to install a kill switch to disconnect your passenger side airbags. If your car doesn't have that feature, you can take it to your dealership or an authorized mechanic. However, keep in mind you must get permission from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration before you install a kill switch or deactivate the airbag. 9.10.3 Safety Belts and Child Seats. The law requires that any child younger than 8 years of age be restrained in an approved child passenger safety seat unless the child is at least 4 feet 9 inches in height. Additionally, no one younger than 18 years old may ride in the open bed of a vehicle or trailer unless it's the only vehicle owned by the household. If choosing a safety seat for your child, remember three important points. It must have a seal of federal approval, it must fit properly in your car, and it must be the proper size for your child. And remember, never place a child's safety seat in the front seat of any vehicle. Deaths of children in collisions have occurred at speeds of less than 10 miles per hour. So be safe and always secure your child in a federally approved safety seat in the back seat of the car. Front seat belts are required equipment if seat belt anchorages were part of the original equipment of your automobile. This applies to most cars on the road today. The law requires all occupants of a vehicle, no matter what their age, to be secured by a safety belt, no matter where they are seated in the vehicle. The law also prohibits a motorcycle operator from carrying a passenger under the age of 5 unless the child is seated in a sidecar attached to the motorcycle. If you are involved in a collision, your safety belts are designed to keep you well within the safety zone within your car. This helps you maintain better control of the vehicle to avoid secondary collisions. By making the impact of the first crash work on you sooner, belts give you the benefit of decreasing stopping distance while dissipating the forces of the impact quickly. The belt takes the brunt of the impact instead of your body taking it by flying through glass and steel. According to a recent research report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in 2013, seatbelts saved an estimated 12,584 lives among passenger vehicle occupants aged 5 and older. Remember to wear lap belts around your hips, not your stomach. Fasten them snugly. Wear a shoulder belt only with a lap belt. Don't just use your safety belt for long trips or high-speed highways. More than half of the crashes that cause injury or death happen at speeds less than 40 miles per hour and within 5 miles of home. Nationally, in 2013, an estimated 49% of all vehicle occupants killed in crashes were unbelted, for which restraint use was known. The statistics are even more alarming for pickup truck drivers. In 2013, 61% of the pickup truck drivers killed in traffic crashes were not using restraints. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, estimates if all passenger vehicle occupants over age 4 wore safety belts, 15,384 lives, that is, an additional 2,800, could have been saved in 2013. The most important safety feature on your vehicle is safety belts. If the seat belt is broken or under the seat and not accessible to the passenger, then the driver may not take a passenger in the car. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure when you have a passenger in the car that they have a seat belt available to them. 9.10.4. Protecting children. Are you aware that traffic crashes are the number one killer of young children in this country? This is a very serious issue. In 2013, there were 214 passenger vehicle occupant fatalities among children under 4 years of age. An estimated 26.5% were unrestrained. A child who is required to be secured in a child safety seat should always be secured in the rear seat of the vehicle. A child is allowed to be secured in the front seat of the vehicle only if there is no rear seat, the rear seats are side-facing jump seats, the rear seats are rear-facing seats, the restraint system cannot be installed properly in the rear seat, all rear seats are occupied by children under the age of 12 years, medical reasons necessitate that the child not ride in the rear, proof of the child's medical condition may be required. A child may not ride in the front seat of a motor vehicle with an active passenger airbag if they are under 1 year of age, weigh less than 20 pounds, or riding in a rear-facing child passenger restraint system. Remember, the back seat is generally the safest place in the car for all children 12 years of age or younger. 9.10.4.1. Child restraint use and benefits. Research on the effectiveness of child safety seats has found them to reduce fatal injury by 71% for infants less than 1 year old and by 54% for toddlers 1 to 4 years old in passenger cars. For infants and toddlers in light trucks, the corresponding reductions are 58% and 59% respectively. See footnote number 1. Child and infant seats. Small children are especially vulnerable in a car crash, and seatbelts just don't work on their small frames. That's why infant and child protective seats are so important. Latch. Before we talk about the different kinds of child seats, we need to talk about the latch systems that hold them in place. When child seats were first introduced, they were designed to be held in place by the seatbelt, but a lot of the designs were less than desirable, and they weren't highly effective in restraining the child. To correct that problem, Congress passed a law requiring all vehicles and car seats sold in the U.S. after September 2002 to be equipped with a latch system. Latch stands for Lower Anchors and Tethers for Children. The tethers and anchors in latch-equipped vehicles and child seats offer a more secure way of attaching the car seats that doesn't rely on the seatbelt alone and, in some cases, does away with the need for using the seatbelt. The anchors in the latch system are a structural part of the seat frame and can be found at the bottom of the seat back. They offer a very strong attachment for the child seat. Child seats manufactured after September 2002 are equipped with a latch mechanism on the end of an adjustable strap that can clip onto the seat anchor and provide a very strong attachment to hold the seat firmly in place and keep it from flying forward in a crash. In rear-facing infant seats, the latch mechanism holds the seat in place and the infant is strapped in using the car seat's own 5-point harness. As children grow older and graduate to a forward-facing car seat, tethers are used, along with the anchors, to secure the top of the chair. Different model vehicles have different tether points. Check your owner's manual for more information. Infant seats. Infant seats are designed for babies from birth until they outgrow the seat. Infant seats should be rear-facing only, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, APA, advises that children remain in rear-facing seats until they are at least 2 years of age. Front-facing car seats. Once toddlers, over the age of 2, outgrow their infant car seat, they can be moved to a front-facing car seat. Front-facing car seats should be secured by both the anchor and the tethers. Combination seats. Combination seats are available for use as infant seats and can be converted to front-facing seats as the child grows. Booster seats. Often, when children outgrow their child safety seats, their parents mistakenly graduate them to seat belts too early. The problem with that is that children's bodies are too small for seat belts to fit properly on them. As we discussed earlier, seat belts, to be effective, have to push against hard bone, and with children, the belts tend to rise up and sit over their abdomen, where they can cause internal injuries. For that reason, instead of graduating to seat belts, children should graduate instead to a booster seat. The booster seat boosts the child up to a level where the shoulder harness rests over the center of the chest and the seat belt fits properly low over the hips. There is no certain age or weight where a child can graduate from a booster seat to a seat belt. The APA advises that children should remain in a booster seat until they are at least 4 feet 9 inches tall. For the average child, that can be from 9 to 11 years of age. No matter what kind of seat the child uses, they should be placed in the back seat. That's the safest place for them. If you must place a child in the front seat, make sure that you have adjusted the seat as far back as possible and turned off the passenger side airbag. The child's seat may place them too close to a deploying airbag. Footnote 1. Traffic Safety Facts 2013 Data, Occupant Protection, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, May 2015, March 2016, www.nrd.nhtsa.dot.gov/pub/812153.pdf.